KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus the melody from My Fair Lady, featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible, not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You know, wood ash is going to make a little bit of a mess, but, you know, just keep a towel or something where you can wipe off your feet before you go inside or before you get into your vehicle so you're not tracking that, but it will help you from falling.
Definitely. Now, you know, there's some other winter care that we should be thinking about. What else should we kind of be thinking about right now with, you know, all the storms that are happening? What are your thoughts on that?
So there's a lot of things. Like if it's storming and you don't need to go out, don't go out. Stay home. Be safe. Most important thing. Second thing is if you definitely need something like medicine or groceries, there's a lot of places, you know, local grocery stores that in Walmart, they have these delivery services that can deliver to you. So that's another reason, you know, you don't need to go out. If you do go out, we want you to be safe. So take along some essential items with you, like some snacks, trail mix, protein bars, water, something to drink. And if you take medicine regularly, make sure you take that with you. I always recommend keeping blankets in the car and phone chargers, too, in case you get stuck somewhere and you can't move. This will help keep you warm without running your car. Plus, it will help keep your phone charged so your family knows how to get in touch with you. Another thing I always like to remind people this time of year, I know it's hard to get out into your lawn, but if you have bird feeders, try to get them clean to help prevent mold from growing. Mold can make birds sick or be fatal to them, so we want to make sure that you're cleaning it out. You can use a little bit of soapy hot water. Some people like to use vinegar and with that, and just let them air dry before you put the bird seed back in. So especially if you're having a lot of precipitation, make sure you're taking care of the birds as well.
Definitely. It's, there are so many great things about what birds do in our area that we need to do our part to take care of them. So it's really just something to be thinking about as like just a, you know, weekly, bi-weekly type thing to be doing. Now, let's think some lawn care, right? Let's start thinking lawn care. I know.
We're going to will it.
Yeah, there are so many areas that have so much snow that they're just like, when is spring going to happen? You know, the other day, the groundhog decided there's 6 more weeks till winter. But little does he realize that no matter what, there's 6 weeks of winter left, because that's when the date changes to spring. But I'm not going to get into that here. It's a different show, different day. But let's think ahead. What should we be thinking about with winter lawn care at this point in time?
Okay, so with the amount of snow everybody has, they probably have mounds of snow on their lawn. So snow-covered lawns going through freeze and thaw cycles, that is favorable conditions for gray snow mold. So this can happen, like I said, when the snow plows are going by, you get these big mounds of snow, and it can smother your lawn. So as the snow melts, it's really important to fluff up, easy for me to say, these areas with a light raking. And this is going to help to allow the air to get in there and dry out that soil so that you're not causing this gray snow mold to grow. If your grass is tall, like if you didn't get, you know, your last mowing done and you have a tall grass and it's laying over on itself, once the snow melts, again, help it out, fluff it up, get that air in there and help to minimize that snow mold that can happen during this time of year.
Yeah, it's a lot of things we need to start thinking about right now so that when the snow does melt, we can prevent these types of things from happening. And I think that talking about it now while we're pining for spring is a good thing to do. Now, we do have to take a break. When we come back, more winter lawn care, and then we'll start thinking about spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
With Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201, and we are on with Karen from Natural Alternative. We're talking a bit about winter lawn care and just what we can be doing once the snow kind of goes away. I've been talking the past few weeks about preventative maintenance throughout the season going forward, and this is kind of along that same concept here. Is once that snow starts to melt, what we can be doing. Now, what else should we be doing? What should we be looking for in the lawn if something, you know, once it starts to melt a bit?
Sure. So once the snow's melted and you're starting to look at your grass, and you might see some winter weeds. So they call them winter weeds. These are ones that would have germinated late fall. They will survive winter dormancy and they'll bloom in the early spring. So this is normal. It's not an unusual thing. And some of these common weeds that you'll see are things like henbit, chickweed, dead nettle, looks a lot like henbit, and bittercress. And The good news is that if you leave these untreated, they will naturally die off without using chemicals, which is really important because there are some chemicals out there that's going to deplete the nutrients that are in your soil. So all this preparation and taking care of your lawn throughout the season, applying fertilizers, some of the chemicals will deplete those nutrients. So if it will happen naturally, just let it die off and take care of itself.
All right. Now, want to touch base on, I talked about it a lot last week. I'll talk about it throughout the year. One of my favorite things is soil tests, just because of all the information we get. And it's something that, you know, once the ground is no longer frozen, we should be doing. And just a little bit of information from you. Have somebody else say it other than me so that people kind of understand that how important it is.
Sure. Soil testing is very important. So I always talk about it. It's like blood work for your body. You don't know what your blood work is telling you unless you have it tested. So the same thing applies for soil testing. So it will tell you where the nutrient levels are, whether they're too high, too low, or if they're in the optimal range. So if it's been a few years since you've done a soil test, now is a good time to get one on order. Once the temperatures start to warm up and your ground is not frozen, then you can go out, get your soil scooped up, and get it sent to the lab, because once the spring opens up, it's going to get very busy at the lab getting the soil tests done. So when you are testing for soil, there are some things that we're looking at, trying to help out your soil, your lawn, or your garden areas. So one of them is we want to prevent a nutrient imbalance. So when you get your soil tested, you can see a report that we're going to send to you that has, you know, whether you have excessive levels of certain nutrients, that these can be as detrimental to plant health as a deficiency. So testing your soil is going to help us identify certain levels, and then we can make adjustments and tweaks to your fertilization program and your lawn care program. So that's definitely an important thing to be able to do. And that's just simply from a soil test. Again, you're optimizing those nutrient levels. So the soil tests are going to reveal the levels of nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium. You're looking at things like calcium and magnesium. And these are things that we want to keep an eye on to make sure that your plants are getting the right amount of nutrients and it's helping your plant thrive. One of the important things that your soil test is going to identify is the amount of organic matter in your soil. And the organic matter is actually going to hold moisture in your soil, and it's going to help to help the nutrients during the periods of drought. So it's going to insulate your lawn against these extreme conditions. And it's going to allow for continual feeding of your lawn during periods in between the fertilization. So to us, having a high organic matter is a very important thing. When you're using our products, you're putting that organic matter back in there. I'll go into this a little bit later, but when you get the letter from us, we're going to give you some more tips on what you can do to get that organic matter back into your soil.
Perfect. Now we got to take another break. We will start to talk a little bit about that and move on to thinking for spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody.
Oh, no. We made it for you, gradual breakers. You keep your eyes on the road, so you've seen it all. As long as it all happened directly in front of you, like a Swedish masseuse, your foot knows exactly the right amount of pressure to apply to the brake. That's why your passengers feel totally relaxed with you behind the wheel and occasionally super sleepy.
With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Or just want to know if that deal is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you. Love that jam. Up next, commercials.
Intimate TurboTax Free Edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have some questions, you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We were touching base on some of the benefits of a soil test. And right at the end there, you know, Karen, you know, popped in some information, but I wanted to bring it up again. The results that you get from Natural Alternative are like no other soil test out there. And I know you guys do a lot, Karen, so can you just explain a little bit of what someone will receive when they do that soil test?
Absolutely. So when you do your soil test through Natural Alternative, and first of all, let me tell you where you can order it from. You order it from our website, natural-alternative, click on lawn and go down to soil test kits, and that'll be sent to you. You'll have a form and a bag to fill out. Make sure you put your name and what your area you're testing, whether it's for a lawn or a garden, on both of those forms in the bag. So once you send that off to the lab processes it and sends it back to us, and we'll get a document that tells us what your results are for the different nutrient levels that are being tested. Again, we're testing for the soil pH. We're testing for potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus. All these things are important to what you're growing, whether it's a vegetable garden, whether it's ornamental plants, flowers, or, you know, your lawn. So when we see this, we are looking at this soil test results, and we're looking and identifying areas that we need to improve upon. And we're going to send you a letter, and we're going to identify, okay, this is your soil pH. This is either high, too low, or it's optimal. If it needs to be adjusted, we can recommend a soil conditioner such as sulfur or lime, and we'll tell you how many pounds per thousand square feet you need to put down. Organic matter is one of those things is very important, and we'll identify what level it is and, you know, some additional things that you can do. And like we talked earlier, you want to avoid excessive chemicals on your lawn because that can deplete, you know, the organic matter. So that's some of the things that we're going to provide to you to help you make the best decisions you can on purchasing products and improving your lawn and your plants. And again, we go down into the phosphorus, potassium, nitrogen, and basically recap what the lab results are telling us and what you need to do to maximize your lawn care program to help reduce the amount of products you're putting down, because you don't need, you know, some of these things you just don't need, and we're helping you save money. So a soil test is very important to do every couple of years so that you have this baseline to keep as you grow your lawn and plants, so that you can make sure that you're getting the right products and the right amount down for these products to grow and thrive.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, I've seen the results from a soil test that you guys have done. You know, mm-hmm. It's a couple pages long of detail, right? If you were to get it from a local university or an extension, they're usually about a paragraph, right? And then you read that paragraph and you look at it and you're like, oh, what just happened? Now, I've read the natural alternative, everything that's on it, and afterwards you can come, you know, there's going to be some words that you might not know just because of, you know, science.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to walk away from that understanding what you need to do. And the other great thing that is with you guys is you'll give examples of what you should use from natural alternative, but at the end of the day, you just want the consumer here to be successful, so you will help them,
correct,
even if it's not one of your products, which is amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, we want you to have the best-looking lawn or plants that you can get. We want to make sure that you're getting the right products down and not putting things down that you shouldn't or don't need.
Definitely. And this is – a soil test isn't just – the Northeast. This is across the country that needs to be done. And obviously, you know, there's going to be some differences between, you know, if it was Texas versus Massachusetts, right? There's mm-hmm. going to be those. But you'll be able to see, all right, this test is coming from here, and be able to actually give those types of answers that make sense for that area. So soil tests are not just one area, it's across the country. And, you know, the other thing is, and we've been talking about this, but, you know, when it comes to starting to think about fertilizing the lawn,
mm-hmm.
there are two separate, you know, programs that you guys have. You have the cool season and the warm season, right?
That is correct. So we have the Cool Season Lawn Program, which, you know, a lot of the people from the Carolinas up most of the Midwest still use because it's for fescues, ryegrass, bluegrasses. That was designed for those program or those grass plants. And then we have warm season programs for things such as centipede lawns, Bermuda lawns, St. Augustine, and Zoysia. They have different nutrient needs. So we've customized the timing and the application of our products for those different types of warm season grasses so that it can be used, you know, not just in Massachusetts, but in Houston or Texas and, you know, Oklahoma and so forth. So wherever people are in the country, we should have a product available for them so that they can get the best results that they can. And then, you know, in the future shows, we'll start talking about, you know, our fertilizer and what it means when you're buying a bag of our fertilizer.
Definitely. But, you know, I just want everybody who is new to the show, this isn't just a New England type thing here, soil tests and the fertilizer. I've said this as well a few times. The lawns may have different grasses to it, but a lot of the problems are the same with a lot of the same solutions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just a New England thing or a Northeast thing. It's across the country, and we're here to help with that. And I know you guys are, too, at Natural Alternative.
Absolutely.
Now, let's start planning and thinking spring. I've been trying to will it to happen. I'm not sure it's going to happen soon, but I'm putting positive vibes out there. But there are some things we could be thinking about doing, you know, planning for at least.
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, natural-alternative.com, and if you are looking at the top of the page, you'll see in an orange bar that goes across the top that says Know and Grow Library. If you click on that, that's going to take you to a lot of articles, depending on whether it's for your lawn, whether it's ice melt, your growing gardens, or pests. And if you scroll to the very bottom, you'll see some seasonal checklists. And there's some things under the February checklist that you can be doing now. And some of those things are, you know, planning for your planting. If you have bulbs that you kept from, you know, previous years and you want to be able to plant them this year, get them out, take a look at them. If they have any sort of mold or deterioration on them, toss them away, get them away from the other bulbs so that excuse me, issue does not spread. If you're in a warm climate, you can start beginning your seeding indoors for things such as cold crops, kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, etc. And you can get those seed kits and get those in, get your seeds in, purchase our fertilizer to begin the seeding process. I like to plan my garden layout. I like to figure out what vegetables I want to grow. I want to know, you know, how many tomato plants, peppers. I love to get my zucchini and my spaghetti squash growing. So I'm getting those seeds and getting them ready to plant. So start to plan your layout and think about the things you need to purchase. Get those seed catalogs. Go to your local nurseries and hardware stores for seeds. And just start planning ahead. If there's new plants, take a note of any of those that may have been replaced over the winter time, like from damage and so forth. And then we can start talking about lawn maintenance. So if you're ready to talk about lawn maintenance, look out over your yard, look to see if there's any branches that have come down, remove them when you're able to get outside. Good spring cleanup is so important to get your lawn started off on the right foot. If you're in warmer climates, be sure to rake up those leaves from your lawn and your garden beds. Now, it's important to reduce the amount of leaves in around the garden beds because there may have been some pests, such as ticks and mosquitoes, that have overwintered. So you want to get rid of them before they come back to greet you once the spring temperatures start to warm up. So that's very important. Look at your bushes. Do they need trimmed due to damage? And if you don't know the right time to prune your plants or in bushes or how to do it, make sure you speak to a local master gardener or other plant professional, because it's very important to prune at the right time. You want to prevent any more damage happening to your plants. So very important to do. Get in your shed and your garden and your garages and check your tools. Make sure they're clean. They're in good working condition. If you haven't already done so, here I go, Patrick. We're going to talk about sharpening those mower blades. It's very important. So when your lawn wakes up and it's fertilized, it's going to start growing, and you're going to need to sharpen, have those blades sharpened and that mower in top working condition, because a clean cut is so vital to healthy grass plants.
It so is. You said that and it brought a smile to my face. If you didn't say it, I was going to say it. So.
No, but it's one of those things. We talk about that. And then the WD-40 on the shovel, you know, like your dad used to talk about. So I remember those. And then finally, you know, check the perimeter of your property. Is there any damage from snow blades, snow plows, tire tracks that may have damaged your lawn? These are areas that may need to be reseeded in the spring. So do you have grass seed left over from last year? Do you need to purchase some? You can go to the Natural Alternative website and purchase grass seed so that you have it when it's time to get the seed down in early spring before it starts getting too hot. Just make a list of things you need to do. I need to buy fertilizer. I need to get seed. I need to get seed trays. So lots of things you could be doing. Start planning. Start hoping. The weather warms up and we can get outside.
Definitely. I like how you threw that in, like start hoping. It's definitely there. This would be about the time, and I can't remember if I said it last week, but this would be about the time my father would go to, you know, Michael's or one of the stores and get the artificial flowers that looked very artificial and put them in containers and put them outside for people to drive by and be like, oh, he's up to it again.
It's funny how my mother would do that, too. She'd, like, you know, throw some in her planters in the early spring, especially before the daffodils would come up.
That's a funny little thing there. But we're about to go to break, and I want to say thank you so much. It's been great having you back to talk with us. You know, Natural Alternative hasn't gone anywhere, obviously, but we just haven't chatted in a while. So thank you so much, and I do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, if people want to order Ice Melt or any questions they may have, 888-546-5941, and we're here for you to help you out.
Awesome. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put in a nice little bow, and stay tuned.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host of Conservative Policy Advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and...
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Carl Brower Cars gives you Straight Talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And I want to say thank you again to Karen at Natural Alternative. Awesome to have her back talking about the different products. Have another voice on here for you guys to listen to. For those who are joining us for the first time or just recently, Karen will be on throughout the year, multiple times a month, and we'll go over timely information with her, just like we did today. And, they are, they're an incredible company. I say this a lot, but I want to make sure everybody knows this. When you actually call, someone picks up the phone, and it could be Karen. It's happened to me many times when I've called just looking for something. I didn't need Karen that time. It was whoever. And who answers the phone? Karen. It's amazing. And just the information they give us, top of the line, and the fact that they are basically hoarding some ice melt for you guys, the listeners, it just says how much, we all mean to each other here. And I'll tell you, it's awesome stuff. So give them a call or email them for their ice melt. Their like Karen said, their ice melt says sold out online. But if you put in a phone call, they might actually have some stored away for you. So really good stuff there. Now, if you guys missed any part of the show this week or last week, you want to hear some old shows, go to any place that you download your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we'll pop up. And, 2 hours, so it's two episodes broken down so you can hear it. Usually comes out about Monday afternoon later in the day, and then you'll be able to hear it. So no problem there for you. But in general, I do want to, kind of wrap up the show, obviously. But I'll say it again. It was great to have Karen on here with some more information for you guys. We went back and forth about what did we discuss. And, right now is one of those tough times of year when it comes to, gardening outside. Especially this year, where so many areas have gotten cold weather, have gotten more damage than normal, right? I was talking with Luke, the producer, earlier, and kids were out of school for almost a full week after the snowstorm that we got, a couple weeks ago, a couple Sundays ago, right? That big storm that New England's Northeast got, which hit across the entire country pretty much. There are kids that are just going back to school, that just went back to school midweek, right? It's crazy. I'm seeing pictures from Disney World where there's icicles. There are areas where the cooling stations that they normally have during the warm season has snow around it because it's just the way, the weather, how cold it is. I've talked to so many different people in the industry across the country, and it's just cold everywhere. And so it's hard to say, all right, let's start thinking spring. Well, we want to think spring, but Mother Nature is just saying, no, you're going to listen to me, and this is how it's going to be. So it is what it is at this point. So in the next few weeks, you'll hear from us trying to think spring, trying to will it, hoping for that spring season so that we can get into that next level and say, all right, let's go. I find myself often recently thinking about, okay, what can we do? What can I do come spring? What can I plan for? I have lots of plans. Not all of them are going to happen, but if I put it down on paper, it might work. Or if I just have that list somewhere, maybe I'll get part of it done. Maybe I'll get half. Who knows? But planning for the garden this spring and summer and into the fall, do it now. It's so going to help you this season to allow you to then enjoy what you've done and make it that happy place outside. My happy place is out in the yard. My favorite things is just to lay in a nice cut lawn and just look up at the blue sky and enjoy it. That's going to be some time. But let's look forward to those things. Anyways, till next week, everybody. Be good to each other. Get out there or in there and plant something. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see ya.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like rugs. And you know, people say a rug would really bring the room together. And sure, you don't know what that means, but it sounds important. Suddenly you're using words like jute and sisal. Then you see the price and lose it, because how can the thing you walk and spill on cost so much? So you devote your life to taking down Big Rug. But then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds. So, looks like Big Rug is safe. For now. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A partial government shutdown is now in effect after funding for the Department of Homeland Security lapsed at midnight Friday.
The shutdown comes as the White House and Democrats were not able to agree over President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. While core immigration agencies like ICE and CBP have some reserve funding, other agencies, including TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, will bear the brunt of the lapse. Most TSA employees are expected to work without immediate pay to keep airport security operational.
Correspondent Ken Lormond reporting. The U.S. House recently passing the Housing for the 21st Century Act. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin says it's critical legislation aimed at addressing the country's housing shortage.
Making sure that we are increasing supply by cutting regulatory red tape is the focus of the Housing Act that passed the House of Representatives. And what we're trying to do is bring down that cost of housing so that families can move into a home that they need.
Stile was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says Iran and the United States will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program this week. Oman, which welcomed a first round in indirect talks February 6th, will host the talks in Geneva. The ministry did not specify which days. President Trump has warned Iran against any failure to reach an agreement and has repeatedly threatened to use force to compel Tehran to agree to limit its nuclear program. Iran has insisted the program is for peaceful purposes. However, its officials increasingly threaten to pursue a weapon. Secretary of State Marco Rubio offering a reassuring message to America's allies earlier today, striking a less aggressive but still firm tone today about the Trump administration's intent to reshape the transatlantic alliance and push its priorities further in. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2341.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2341. That's 800-575-2341.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The San Francisco teacher strike is now over.
San Francisco teachers reached a tentative agreement Friday with the school district to end their strike, the first such walkout in nearly 50 years. San Francisco Unified School District Superintendent Maria Sue said the schools reopened to staff Friday, and students will go back on Wednesday. The strike by about 6,000 public school teachers started Monday, and the district closed all 120 of its schools.
Bill Alexander reporting. Consumer advocates are warning customers may see their electric bills go up unless the government forces AI companies to foot the bill for all the electricity to run their new technology. Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of AI data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. The debate ties directly to the cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Breaking news at townhall.com. A jury fails to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford protesters.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion-dollar institutions behind them. I'm Jennifer King.
Police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson last night as a warrant was served at a home. At least 4 people detained in connection with the investigation. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says the scene was connected to the Guthrie case, but no arrests were made. And the investigation continues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got about another hour left in the show, and joining us now is Karen from Natural Alternative. We got a lot of great things to discuss. It's been a while since Karen and I have been on the air together. Karen's been super busy. You know, the amount of snow that's out there, the amount of everything that's happening, She's had some busy times. So welcome back to being on air with us, Karen.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's great to have you here. I know that we're gonna talk a bit about, you know, very briefly about ice melt. Last week we talked on air how there's a lot of shortages starting to happen out there. So we'll talk about that. We want to talk a little bit about some winter lawn care. I know a lot of you in areas have said there's way too much snow to think about it. We're thinking ahead, right? We're thinking to the next season, and we're planning. So let's jump right into it here. And let's talk a little bit about ice melt. I know you guys have minimal quantities at this time, right?
That is correct. So this past storm that happened in January, that basically wiped us out because we're supplying stores and hardware stores in like Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C. So we do have some available. We like to keep some on hand for our call-in orders for our Paul Parent Garden Club listeners. So unfortunately, we don't have them online because they sell out so quickly. So if you need some ice melt, we do have the natural alternative ice melt available in 40-pound bags, 20-pound bags, and 9-pound shaker jugs. Our CMA is only available in the 30-pound bags. And again, these quantities are limited. So if you need any, the best thing to do is give us a call. Our number is 888-546-5941. If you feel more comfortable emailing us, you can email us at nainfo@natural-alternative.com. Tell us what you're looking for. When we're in the office, typically Monday through Friday, we will give you a call back or respond to your email and see what we can do to get you the product you need. So again, you can give us a call at 888-546-5941, and we will do our best to get you some ice melt as long as we have it.
Yeah, I know. I went to the website, and when you click on the ice melt, it it says out of stock. But I clicked on the 20-pound bag of the natural alternative ice melt, and it says out of stock. Expected 10/1/26.
Yep. We'll probably start bringing ice melt in sometime in September. Like I said, we deal with commercial people. We have to start making projections. This process starts for us in May. So we are working with our suppliers to book raw materials and packaging, and we have different plants that these are produced at for. So we will start this process in May. We'll lock in our pricing, and then our products will start coming in. I think it started coming in September of this year, and my goal is to load up our warehouse and another warehouse with as much inventory as I can. And again, that'll probably guarantee we won't have a winter, but at least we'll be prepared.
Yeah, it's just been one of those things with ice melt. Last year was the same thing, and it's not just you guys, it's everywhere.
Oh yeah. So
it's we try to think ahead, and we've talked about it for very often, and a lot of people did get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the snow kept coming, and it just hasn't stopped. So, there looks to be a break for a little bit, but the cold temperatures are still out there. We'll see. Now, you mentioned to me in the past few weeks there are some alternatives to ice melt, for not just melting but traction as well.
Yes. So if you don't have ice melt, you can't get it because there's, like we said, there's salt shortages and it's very difficult to get. There are some things that you can do to make sure that you have some traction so that you don't have these slips and falls. So one of the things you could do is, purchase the non-clumping kitty litter, gravel and wood ash. also help to prevent slips and falls. So sprinkle them around where you would walk on your walkways and around your cars. Now, granted, you know, wood ash is going to make a little bit of a mess, but, you know, just keep a towel or something where you can wipe off your feet before you go inside or before you get into your vehicle so you're not tracking that, but it will help you from falling.
Definitely. Now, you know, there's some other winter care that we should be thinking about. What else should we kind of be thinking about right now with, you know, all the storms that are happening? What are your thoughts on that?
So there's a lot of things. Like if it's storming and you don't need to go out, don't go out. Stay home. Be safe. Most important thing. Second thing is if you definitely need something like medicine or groceries, there's a lot of places, you know, the local grocery stores that in Walmart, they have these delivery services that can deliver to you. So that's another reason, you know, you don't need to go out. If you do go out, we want you to be safe. So take along some essential items with you, like some snacks, trail mix, protein bars, water, something to drink. And if you take medicine regularly, make sure you take that with you. I always recommend keeping blankets in the car and phone chargers, too, in case you get stuck somewhere and you can't move. This will help keep you warm without running your car. Plus, it'll help keep your phone charged so your family knows how to get in touch with you. Another thing I always like to remind people this time of year, I know it's hard to get out into your lawn, but if you have bird feeders, try to get them clean to help prevent mold from growing. Mold can make birds sick or be fatal to them, so we want to make sure that you're cleaning it out. You can use a little bit of soapy hot water. Some people like to use vinegar and with that, and just let them air dry before you put the bird seed back in. So especially if you're having a lot of precipitation, make sure you're taking care of the birds as well.
Definitely. It's, there are so many great things about what birds do in our area that we need to do our part to take care of them. So it's really just something to be thinking about as like just a, you know, weekly, bi-weekly type thing to be doing. Now, let's think some lawn care, right? Let's start thinking lawn care. I know.
We're going to will it.
Yeah, there are so many areas that have so much snow that they're just like, when is spring going to happen? You know, the other day, the groundhog decided there's six more weeks till winter. But little does he realize that no matter what, there's 6 weeks of winter left because that's when the date changes to spring. But I'm not going to get into that here. This is a different show, different day. But let's think ahead. What should we be thinking about with winter lawn care at this point in time?
Okay, so with the amount of snow everybody has, they probably have mounds of snow on their lawn. So snow-covered lawns going through freeze and thaw cycles, that is favorable conditions for gray snow mold. So this can happen, like I said, when the snow plows are going by, you get these big mounds of snow, and it can smother your lawn. So as the snow melts, it's really important to fluff up, easy for me to say, these areas with a light raking. And this is going to help to allow the air to get in there and dry out that soil so that you're not causing this gray snow mold to grow. If your grass is tall, like if you didn't get, you know, your last mowing done and you have a tall grass and it's laying over on itself, once the snow melts, again, help it out, fluff it up, get that air in there and help to minimize that snow mold that can happen during this time of year.
Yeah, it's a lot of things we need to start thinking about right now so that when the snow does melt, we can prevent these types of things from happening. And I think that, talking about it now while we're pining for spring is a good thing to do. Now, we do have to take a break. When we come back, more winter lawn care, and then we'll start thinking about spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
With Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with ISSY Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSY is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSY is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSY, I-S-S-E, really, ISSY.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And we are on with Karen from Natural Alternative. We're talking a bit about winter lawn care and just what we can be doing once the snow kind of goes away. I've been talking the past few weeks about preventative maintenance throughout the season going forward. And this is kind of along that same concept here, is once that snow starts to melt.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Preparation and taking care of your lawn throughout the season, applying fertilizers. Some of the chemicals will deplete those nutrients, so if it will happen naturally, just let it die off and take care of itself.
All right. Now, want to touch base on, I talked about it a lot last week. I'll talk about it throughout the year. One of my favorite things is soil tests, just because of all the information we get. And it's something that, you know, once the ground is no longer frozen, we should be doing. And just a little bit of information from you. Have somebody else say it other than me so that people kind of understand that how important it is.
Sure. Soil testing is very important. So I always talk about it. It's like blood work for your body. You don't know what your blood work is telling you unless you have it tested. So the same thing applies for soil testing. So it will tell you where the nutrient levels are, whether they're too high, too low, or if they're in the optimal range. So if it's been a few years since you've done a soil test, now's a good time to get one on order. Once the temperatures start to warm up and your ground is not frozen, then you can go out, get your soil scooped up, and get it sent to the lab, because once the spring opens up, it's going to get very busy at the lab getting the soil tests done. So when you are testing for soil, there are some things that we're looking at, trying to help out your soil, your lawn, or your garden areas. So one of them is we want to prevent a nutrient imbalance. So when you get your soil tested, you can see a report that we're going to send to you that has, you know, whether you have excessive levels of certain nutrients, that these can be as detrimental to plant health as a deficiency. So testing your soil is going to help us identify certain levels, and then we can make adjustments and tweaks to your fertilization program and your lawn care program. So that's definitely an important thing to be able to do and that's just simply from a soil test. Again, you're optimizing those nutrient levels, so the soil tests are going to reveal the levels of nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium. You're looking at things in, like calcium and magnesium, and these are things that we want to keep an eye on to make sure that your plants are getting the right amount of nutrients and it's helping your plant thrive. One of the important things that your soil test is going to identify is the amount of organic matter in your soil. And the organic matter is actually going to hold moisture in your soil, and it's going to help to help the nutrients during the periods of drought. So it's going to insulate your lawn against these extreme conditions. And it's going to allow for continual feeding of your lawn during periods in between the fertilization. So to us, having a high organic matter is a very important thing. When you're using our products, you're putting that organic matter back in there. I'll go into this a little bit later, but when you get the letter from us, we're going to give you some more tips on what you can do to get that organic matter back into your soil.
Perfect. Now we got to take another break. We will start to talk a little bit about that and move on to thinking for spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody.
Oh, no. We made it for you, gradual breakers. You keep your eyes on the road, so you've seen it all. As long as it all happened directly in front of you, like a Swedish masseuse, your foot does exactly the right amount of pressure to apply to the brake. That's why your passengers feel totally relaxed with you behind the wheel and occasionally super sleepy. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Well, unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Okay, get this.
Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with a $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you. That jam. Up next, commercials.
Intuit TurboTax Free Edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have some questions, you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We were touching base on some of the benefits of a soil test. And right at the end there, you know, Karen, you know, popped in some information, but I wanted to bring it up again. The results that you get from Natural Alternative are like no other soil test out there. And I know you guys do a lot, Karen, so can you just explain a little bit of what someone will receive when they do that soil test?
Absolutely. So when you do your soil test through Natural Alternative, and first of all, let me tell you where you can order it from. You order it from our website, natural-alternative, click on lawn and go down to soil test kits, and that'll be sent to you. You'll have a form and a bag to fill out. Make sure you put your name and what your area you're testing, whether it's for a lawn or a garden, on both of those forms in the bag. So once you send that off to the lab processes it and sends it back to us, and we'll get a document that tells us what your results are for the different nutrient levels that are being tested. Again, we're testing for the soil pH. We're testing for potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus. All these things are important to what you're growing, whether it's a vegetable garden, whether it's ornamental plants, flowers, or, you know, your lawn. So when we see this, we are looking at this soil test results, and we're looking and identifying areas that we need to improve upon. And we're going to send you a letter, and we're going to identify, okay, this is your soil pH. This is either high, too low, or it's optimal. If it needs to be adjusted, we can recommend a soil conditioner such as sulfur or lime, and we'll tell you how many pounds per thousand square feet you need to put down. Organic matter is one of those things is very important, and we'll identify what level it is and, you know, some additional things that you can do. And like we talked earlier, you want to avoid excessive chemicals on your lawn because that can deplete, you know, the organic matter. So that's some of the things that we're going to provide to you to help you make the best decisions you can on purchasing products and improving your lawn and your plants. And again, we go down into the phosphorus, potassium, nitrogen, and basically recap what the lab results are telling us and what you need to do to maximize your lawn care program to help reduce the amount of products you're putting down, because you don't need, you know, some of these things you just don't need, and we're helping you save money. So a soil test is very important to do every couple of years so that you have this baseline to keep as you grow your lawn and plants, so that you can make sure that you're getting the right products and the right amount down for these products to grow and thrive.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, I've seen the results from a soil test that you guys have done. You know, mm-hmm. It's a couple pages long of detail, right? If you were to get it from a local university or an extension, they're usually about a paragraph, right? And then you read that paragraph, And you look at it and you're like, oh, what just happened? Now, I've read The Natural Alternative, everything that's on it. And afterwards, you can come, you know, there's going to be some words that you might not know just because of, you know, science.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to walk away from that understanding what you need to do. And the other great thing that is with you guys is you'll give examples of what you should use from Natural Alternative. But at the end of the day, you just want the consumer here to be successful. So you will help them.
Correct.
Even if it's not one of your products, which is amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, we want you to have the best looking lawn or plants that you can get. We want to make sure that you're getting the right products down and not putting things down that you shouldn't or don't need.
Definitely. And this is a soil test isn't just the Northeast. This is across the country that needs to be done. And obviously, you know, there's going to be some differences between, you know, if it was Texas versus Massachusetts, right? There's going to be those. But you'll be able to see, all right, this test is coming from here. And be able to actually give those types of answers that make sense for that area. So soil tests are not just one area. It's across the country. And, you know, the other thing is, and we've been talking about this, but, you know, when it comes to starting to think about fertilizing the lawn, there are two separate, you know, programs that you guys have. You have the cool season and the warm season, right?
That is correct. So we have the cool season lawn program, which, you know, a lot of the people from the Carolinas up most of the Midwest will use because it's for fescues, ryegrass, bluegrasses. That was designed for those program or those grass plants. And then we have warm season programs for things such as centipede lawns, Bermuda lawns, St. Augustine, and Zoysia. They have different nutrient needs. So we've customized the timing and the application of our products for those different types of warm season grasses so that it can be used, you know, not just in Massachusetts, but in Houston or Texas and, you know, Oklahoma and so forth. So wherever people are in the country, we should have a product available for them so that they can get the best results that they can. And then, you know, in the future shows, we'll start talking about, you know, our fertilizer and what it means when you're buying a bag of our fertilizer.
Definitely. But, you know, I just want everybody who is new to the show, this isn't just a New England type thing here, soil tests and the fertilizer. I've said this as well a few times. The lawns may have different grasses to it, but a lot of the problems are the same with a lot of the same solutions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just a New England thing or a Northeast thing. It's across the country, and we're here to help with that. And I know you guys are, too, at Natural Alternative.
Absolutely.
Now, let's start planning and thinking spring. I've been trying to will it to happen. I'm not sure it's going to happen soon, but I'm putting positive vibes out there. But there are some things we could be thinking about doing. You know, planning for at least.
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, natural-alternative.com, and if you are looking at the top of the page, you'll see in an orange bar that goes across the top that says Know and Grow Library. If you click on that, that's going to take you to a lot of articles, depending on whether it's for your lawn, whether it's ice melt, your growing gardens, or pests. And if you scroll to the very bottom, you'll see some seasonal checklists. And there's some things under the February checklist that you can be doing now. And some of those things are, you know, planning for your planting. If you have bulbs that you kept from, you know, previous years and you want to be able to plant them this year, get them out, take a look at them. If they have any sort of mold or deterioration on them, toss them away, get them away from the other bulbs so that excuse me, issue does not spread. If you're in a warm climate, you can start beginning your seeding indoors for things such as cold crops, kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, etc. And you can get those seed kits and get those in, get your seeds in, purchase our fertilizer to begin the seeding process. I like to plan my garden layout. I like to figure out what vegetables I want to grow. I want to know, you know, how many tomato plants, peppers. I love to get my zucchini and my spaghetti squash growing. So I'm getting those seeds and getting them ready to plant. So start to plan your layout. And think about the things you need to purchase. Get those seed catalogs. Go to your local nurseries and hardware stores for seeds. And just start planning ahead. If there's new plants, take a note of any of those that may have been replaced over the winter time, like from damage and so forth. And then we can start talking about lawn maintenance. So if you're ready to talk about lawn maintenance, look out over your yard. Look to see if there's any branches that have come down. Remove them when you're able to get outside. Good spring cleanup is so important to get your lawn started off on the right foot. If you're in warmer climates, be sure to rake up those leaves from your lawn and your garden beds. Now, it's important to reduce the amount of leaves in around the garden beds because there may have been some pests, such as ticks and mosquitoes, that have overwintered. So you want to get rid of them before they come back to greet you once the spring temperatures start to warm up. So that's very important. Look at your bushes. Do they need trimmed due to damage? And if you don't know the right time to prune your plants or bushes or how to do it, make sure you speak to a local master gardener or other plant professional because it's very important to prune at the right time. You want to prevent any more damage happening to your plants. So very important to do. Get in your shed and your garages and check your tools. Make sure they're clean. They're in good working condition. If you haven't already done so, here I go, Patrick. We're going to talk about sharpening those mower blades. It's very important. So when your lawn wakes up and it's fertilized, it's going to start growing, and you're going to need to sharpen, have those blades sharpened and that mower in top working condition because a clean cut is so vital to healthy grass plants.
It so is. You said that and it brought a smile to my face. If you didn't say it, I was going to say it. So
no, but it's one of those things. We talk about that. And then the WD-40 on the shovel, you know, like your dad used to talk about. So I remember those. And then finally,
hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us. What shall we do
about them? To talk with us. You know, natural alternative hasn't gone anywhere, obviously, but we just haven't chatted in a while. So thank you so much. And I do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, if people want to order ice melt or any questions they may have, 888-546-5941. And we're here for you to help you out.
awesome. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And I want to say thank you again to Karen at Natural Alternative. Awesome to have her back talking about the different products. I have another voice on here for you guys to listen to. For those who are joining us for the first time or just recently,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
They are, you know, they're an incredible company. I say this a lot, but I want to make sure everybody knows this. When you actually call, someone picks up the phone, and it could be Karen. It's happened to me many times when I've called just looking for something. I didn't need Karen that time. It was whoever. And who answers the phone? Karen. It's amazing. And just the information they give us, top of the line, and the fact that they are basically hoarding some ice melt for you guys, the listeners, it just says how much, you know, we all mean to each other here, and I'll tell you, it's awesome stuff. So give them a call or email them for their ice melt. Their like Karen said, their ice melt says sold out online, but if you put in a phone call, they might actually have some stored away for you. So really good stuff there. Now, if you guys missed any part of the show this week or last week, you want to hear some old shows, go to any place that you download your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we'll pop up. And, you know, 2 hours, so it's two episodes broken down so you can hear it. Usually comes out about Monday afternoon later in the day, and then you'll be able to hear it. So no problem there for you. But in general, I do want to, kind of wrap up the show, obviously. But I'll say it again. It was great to have Karen on here with some more information for you guys. We went back and forth about what did we discuss. And, right now is one of those tough times of year when it comes to, gardening outside. Especially this year, where so many areas have gotten cold weather, have gotten more damage than normal, right? I was talking with Luke, the producer, earlier, and kids were out of school for almost a full week after the snowstorm that we got, a couple weeks ago. a couple Sundays ago, right? That big storm that New England's Northeast got, which hit across the entire country pretty much. There are kids that are just going back to school, that just went back to school midweek, right? It's crazy. You know, I'm seeing pictures from Disney World where there's icicles. There are areas where the cooling stations that they normally have during the warm season has snow around it because it's just the way, you know, the weather, how cold it is. You know, I've talked to so many different people in the industry across the country, and it's just cold everywhere. And so it's hard to say, all right, let's start thinking spring. Well, we want to think spring, but Mother Nature is just saying, no, you're going to listen to me, and this is how it's going to be. So it is what it is at this point. So in the next few weeks, you'll hear from us trying to think spring, trying to will it, hoping for that spring season so that we can get into that next level and say, all right, let's go. You know, I find myself often recently thinking about, okay, what can we do? What can I do come spring? What can I plan for? You know, I have lots of plans. Not all of them are going to happen, but if I put it down on paper, it might work. Or if I just have that list somewhere, maybe I'll get part of it done. Maybe I'll get half. Who knows? But planning for the garden this spring and summer and into the fall, do it now. It's so going to help you this season to allow you to then enjoy what you've done and make it that happy place outside. My happy place is out in the yard. One of my favorite things is just to lay in a nice cut lawn and just look up at the blue sky and enjoy it. That's going to be some time. But let's look forward to those things. Anyways, till next week, everybody. Be good to each other. Get out there or in there and plant something. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see ya.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like rugs. You know, people say a rug would really bring the room together. And sure, you don't know what that means, but
hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. I'm here at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We have a lot to discuss this hour, including there's some explosive testimony right now taking place on Capitol Hill. They're looking to beat up on Todd Lyons and Rodney Scott, representing ICE and DHS. Eric Swalwell, desperate to be noticed. He just wants to be the next governor of California. He's got no shot, just like he has no shot at being president. He's digging in right now. Todd Lyons, by the way, has been sidelined, as is Rodney Scott. So a lot of the stuff he's going to defend, but a lot of the policies were really Kristi Noem's policies put forward by Stephen Miller, and that is really not what Todd Lyons was doing. I think that with Homan in charge, you're going to see Todd Lyons step up and Rodney Scott play a bigger role. Karl Rove is going to be with us in a few minutes, and Lionel Shriver is going to be here from The Spectator. He's a columnist with The Spectator, author of a brand new book, A Better Life. And he's going to be talking about what's going on in our country, especially on the left. Here in New York City, soon there's going to be no excuse. We're still waiting for our brand new mayor to actually get the snow off the streets. I understand it was 2 degrees, but it's not anymore. So please, get somebody with a shovel to do two things. Have the garbage truck pick up the garbage and have the plows plow the streets. I feel bad for the bikers and the Uber Eats people because they can't even drive, you know, they can't even find their lane. It's been three weeks since this snow has left. So before we get to Carl, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
We are thrilled to see this trial to start this week. These platforms purposefully designed them to addict children, that this is their business model.
Yeah, Maureen Malik, her son, took his own life due to social media, she claims, and that's why she's suing. Was it intentional? Social media has transformed our society, done damage to a generation of Americans. Was this an addiction? Was it pure manipulation? We're going to find out about it because the trial's going on right now. It could cost Meta, Snapchat, YouTube billions of dollars.
Number two.
The numbers are on your side. The question is, does the public know this?
Well, you know, we have a fake news that doesn't get the word out. That's why I love doing an interview. We get the word out. We have the hottest country in the world. I guess I have to sell that.
That is has to be sold, and it's got to get prices down everywhere. Inflation's at 2.7%. Economy front of mind with the Trump team as they fan out to build up their numbers and to help the economy blast off, not just on Wall Street, where we're up 100 and 200 points and over 50,000, but on Main Street. We'll discuss it.
Number one.
So since Saturday, the ball has been in the Republicans' court. And when I say that Democrats offered exceedingly reasonable proposals and have the support of the American people, I'm not exaggerating.
That is Chuck Schumer. He's desperate to sound tough. Shutdown looms as ICE leaders get grilled on Capitol Hill. 4 days till a final deal gets done. Everything else is done. They're just trying to get, slowly but surely, abolish ICE, in my view, and not crack down on the border, which is crazy. You know, if you try to get into Australia or you try to get into anywhere else, you're pretty much going to be arrested. All of a sudden here we're debating, well, he just crossed illegally, it's no big deal. But according to the administration, 7 out of every 10 either have charges or have been charged with a crime. CBS did a report, said the number's really 14%. There's a huge pushback from the White House. Regardless, this is going to be front and center as an issue in the fall. I think. I'm not sure. Karl Rove knows all things. As you know, he's the former deputy chief of staff for George W. Bush, Wall Street Journal columnist, Fox News contributor. Karl, what do you think right now? Do you look at ICE as a premier issue come November?
Well, the Democrats, if they try and make ICE an issue, they have to be sustained by other things that happen between now and November. And they have to avoid sounding like they're anti-ICE. And that's the problem for the Democrats. They have a huge number of people on their left whose object is abolish ICE. Well, that sounds sort of like defund the police to a lot of people. It's sort of like, aren't those people supposed to be helping control illegal immigration into our country? Aren't they trying to get bad people out of the country? So this is the Democrats make it a mistake, in my opinion, make a big mistake if they try and make the ICE a significant issue in the fall. But in primaries, it is going to be a big issue because the left uses as an issue to nominate their kind of people.
I guess we're going to find out shortly, but we know that right now, if they're deciding over the next 3 or 4 days whether there's going to be a shutdown or not, Democrats feel as though they got 10 demands of changes on ICE, and I'm curious to see some of the highlights from this testimony, which is sure to be a somewhat of a show trial today, when Todd Lyons and Rodney Scott are in front of lawmakers. But when we talk about what's happening in the fall, there's push now among the right not to give it all when it comes to ICE because they won on being tough on the border and deporting mass deportations. So there's a pushback there. Who do you think is going to win, the compromise politician or the one that says all or nothing?
It's the reasonable politician. I think Tom Homan was a great move on the part of the president because he's a tough guy. Nobody can say that guy's weak. And so he was able to go and say, we're going to focus on the violent illegals. And why don't you, the local police and the state police, agree with us that you will turn over to us the violent illegals who are in your possession? And that's happening. So But let's be honest, the president's numbers on border security are good. They should be better. He should have gone to the border and dramatized that. And those images would still be stuck in our minds. But on immigration, the administration, that is now a net negative for him. And it's because people turned on their televisions or got on their phones and saw what happened to those two people in Minneapolis. And right or wrong, the American people said that's gone too far. So I think Homan's going to do a great job for the president. He's going to center this where it needs to be, which is violent illegals, getting these people out of our country and back to either where they came from or to foreign prisons like in Central America. And I think that's going to be a plus. How this all plays out, though, we don't know, because the Democrats get to play at this as well. And the more that they stress anti-ICE and the more that they scream and shout and dance about, I think the worse it is for them.
So lawmakers are pushing in and going to discuss this today about possible foreign influence in these riots. And they're seeing similarities between what happens in these communist socialist countries and what is being exported here. They actually tie it back to one of their what they think is key fundraiser over in Shanghai, over in Japan. There's a big story on FoxNews.com about it. A big difference. Yeah. And the House of Ways Committee is going to be looking at this about Beijing and beyond. I think there's something here, because you know one way of our enemies like to take advantage of our freedoms, whether it's elections, whether it's messaging, and now it's riots in the streets. And I go back to Antifa. I remember it started overseas when you George W. Bush was in office, and a lot of these climate activists, and now they seem to have another issue, and it just seems to be they just changed the issue, but the anti-Americanism is somehow, I believe, not organic. Do you get that same sense?
Well, I think there are foreign actors who want to hurt America, who use the internet in order to stir up division. They really don't care about the outcome. All they want to do is have Americans fighting each other and angry with each other. We know that they play in our elections. We know that they play in the issues like this. I saw the other day a report that showed that a large number of people who are commenting on this who were quote Americans were really coming from foreign countries and not our friends. So, yeah, I think we got to be careful about this, but there are foreign actors who want nothing except for Americans to beat each other's throats.
State Department Undersecretary Sarah Rogers told Fox that Code Pink amplifies explicit pro-communist messages. And she said it's part of an $11 billion China annual effort to foment this communist propaganda in our country, because they do seem organized and they are getting paid.
Yeah, well, we don't know yet about the money, but if there is money flowing, we want the FBI and our intelligence agencies to find out about it and stop it. But look, Code Pink has long been in greater sympathy with our adversaries abroad than with America. I once had a speech in San Francisco, which is sort of where they started, where a woman jumped on the stage and attempted to handcuff me to my chair. Failed to do so. At the last minute, she handcuffed herself to the chair, not me. But, these people hate America. And they are being helped, I'm sure of it, by foreign adversaries who understand how constructive it is for their ends that we be at each other's throats.
So a couple of things. President is losing numbers on Hispanics, and now a poll came out that shows he's losing an area in which he was excelling, and that is Americans without college degrees. It looks like he's lost a net of 9 points. So I give you this, got what, 8 months, 9 months? What do you do to change that?
Well, it's worrisome because this is a group that he carried, white non-college
by 14
voters. Yeah, well, no, he carried them by 34, and he's up by – or excuse me, he carried them by 34. The generic ballot is now up only for 10 by 10 for Republicans in a poll that I just recently saw. So, yes, there's a problem there. Look, this goes back to how do we sell the economy? You mentioned this as one of your big three. We ought to be careful about how we sell it, because the first thing to start with is, remember, everybody, we got in a mess because of those people over there, the Democrats. They were the ones that started the inflation. They're the ones who are responsible for weak growth, bigger deficits, and we were brought in to clean it up, and we're starting to clean it up. And we've made some progress. We stopped them from the largest tax increase in history by renewing President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. We added some additional tax cuts for people who get tips and people who work overtime and for seniors who depend on Social Security. But we got a lot more to do. And don't declare that we got the greatest economy in the world. People don't feel that. It may be true. But don't accent the things that people don't necessarily feel are real. Tell them the things that they know. And they know the Democrats put us in the ditch. Tell them now that we're starting to get us out. And we were confident that if we keep doing these things, and here are three or four more things we need to do, we'll be able to restore America's prosperity for the long term for every single American. Be aspirational. Don't say the job is already done. Are you idiots? Don't you understand we got the greatest economy in the world when people aren't feeling it?
Understood. Carl, I don't have to tell you about the dangers of Iran. When you guys are trying to bring some sanity into Iraq, Iran made sure that your job was 20 times harder, right, killing our guys with their militias and the financing there. They still have tremendous influence in Iraq today. So now, yesterday or over the weekend, they had mass detentions again of all these so-called leaders, seven of them. They say that almost every family member has somebody in jail or has been killed because of these massive uprisings. We now have the assets seemingly in place. I know you're not a military strategist, but you understand better than most. What do you think the next step should be?
I hope in the private conversations it's clear that the United States has explicit requirements of the Iranians to lessen the repression, to open up their society, to dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program. And if not, there'll be consequences. And leave it up in the air what the consequences are. But if they don't agree, show them some consequences. President Trump has done an incredible job in demolishing the nuclear program with the strikes from B-2 bombers launched from the United States that brought down the Iranian nuclear program. We have the ability to make them hurt. And it is in our interest that they be forced on their back feet. This is a country with so much opportunity and promise if they got rid of the Ayatollah, and the people are recognizing it. This is a country that has been, impoverished by the Ayatollahs. This is a country that has enormous resources that have been squandered by the government in support of terrorists in, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. It is in our interest to have that region of the world be more settled, and to get it more settled, the Ayatollahs have to, the regime change is necessary, in my opinion.
So the IRGC in power might not be much better. I think the president has likes the nuke, likes the plans, but believes that if they know that this is it for them, they think that as much as we have missile defense, that some of our bases could be jeopardized. So that's a tough thing for a chief executive, knowing that this move, I don't have to do it necessarily, but it could cause casualties, especially when this president's made it clear how much that bothers him, publicly, like it should.
I get that, and that's the terrible decision that a president has to make. But on the other hand, let's be honest. These people were trying to kill us and our allies around the world. Do you think that they said, let's tell the Houthis not to launch missiles at U.S. Warships or U.S. flagged vessels? No, they would just – I mean, this is a government in Iran that has massive parades where they burn the American flag and yell death to America. I mean – let's not kid ourselves. These are people who are not going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, we want to exist as a friendly neighbor in our region and as a worthwhile member of the international community. These are state terrorists who sponsor terrorism throughout the region and against our country and our people.
So just looking at the landscape right now, I know Nikki Haley's going to be doing Brett Baer's show tonight. Governor DeSantis has got a year or so to ramp up his candidacy if he's going to run. I think Ted Cruz wants to run for president. J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio are hailed by this president often. If you're a candidate for 28, do you have to start thinking about it now? Do you have to start forming the staff now?
You have to start thinking about it now. You have to have been thinking about it for a while. And you've just touched, you mentioned a few. There are others. We've obviously Brian Kemp, Tom Cotton, Glenn Youngkin. These are all people who are thinking about it. Josh Hawley supposedly is thinking about it. So a lot of people are thinking about it. And, let them show their stuff. 2020 6 is a chance for them to get around the country, to articulate a message, to help introduce themselves to people, to help other people get elected. And that'll be useful for the party. And let's not kid ourselves. They're all thinking about it, and they're doing things. J.D. Vance is the first vice president of the United States ever to make himself the his party's national finance chairman. Why? Because he wants to be able to have an excuse to get in front of every major check writer in America and get to develop a personal relationship with him. So, yeah, they're all thinking about it. Let's not kid ourselves. It's constructive. It's helpful.
And it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see this whole thing battle out. And the vice president's over in Azerbaijan today, and we'll see how he does. We know that he's not really popular in Europe, but he did that himself. And that's not necessarily going to hurt him here. Carl Rove, thanks.
One question before I go. Are you thinking about it?
I was thinking about it, yeah. But I just got to see. Someone's got to do the radio show. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes the Dean's List for helping a young girl in Florida battling brain cancer. 2-year-old Lila has been fighting stage 4 cancer. Her mom, Caitlin, posted a video of her daughter in the hospital watching a video of Taylor Swift. And you can hear Lila say, "My friend." Miss Swift somehow saw the sweet clip and responded by donating $100,000 to a GoFundMe for Lila and left the comment, "Sending the biggest hug to my friend Lila. Love, Taylor." Caitlin was overwhelmed with gratitude and was in shock after she read the message and saw the donation. She wrote, quote, "I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly in shock. This means we don't have to worry about anything other than Lila. Truly such a blessing. Thank you, Taylor Swift." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
"The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for." We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. The footprint was small, but the fraud was enormous. According to the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, two Boston bodega owners turned a program designed to feed families into a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise.
The only thing convenient about these stores was how easy it was to commit SNAP benefit fraud.
Prosecutors say the men trafficked nearly $7 million in food stamp benefits. 74-year-old Antonio Bonaire, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Haiti, redeemed $6.8 million in benefits starting in 2022. 1-year-old Saul Elisme, a legal permanent resident also from Haiti, redeemed more than $120,000 starting in May of this year. Both men are charged with a single count of food stamp fraud, arrested last month. The Trump administration is vowing a nationwide crackdown on fraud. Molly Line, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah, we got a few minutes. Just got to remind you, coming up, I can't believe it's this Saturday, February 14th. I want everyone to come out to Fort Myers, Florida. Plenty of time to travel, get out of the cold. I'll be History, Liberty, and Laughs. It's going to be inspirational, motivational, and patriotic. Got a great show streaming on Fox Nation if you can't see me in person. And just go to BrianKilmeade.com for tickets. I'm also going to be May 30th. I'm going to be in Nevada. In Reno, Nevada. This is going to be great. And then Evansville, Indiana over in July. So we bring this whole thing to stage. We talk about what's happening in the world. We have some fun, bring history to life. All right, 250th birthday. You're going to love it. So I hope to see everybody in person. And again, streaming on Fox Nation. And don't forget to keep it here. By the way, good news. Last week, started a YouTube channel 2 weeks ago. I want you to find it at youtube.com/@TheBrianKilmeadShow. Not only radio highlights, but everything you'll see on there. It's the show and the channel everybody's talking about. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
This is House Call for Health. Flu cases in the U.S. hitting their highest levels since the late 90s as a new super variant continues to spread around the country. The CDC estimating more than 11 million cases so far this flu season, some 30 states in the top tier for flu activity. The agency says flu cases increased by 33% Christmas week between December 20th and December 27th. The flu putting about 120,000 people in the hospital so far, already killing about 5,000. Doctors say many of the cases are linked to a highly contagious strain called subclade K, which was not part of this year's flu shot. The CDC says the number of people getting a flu shot is in line with previous years. In the most recent data released before mid-December, health officials say about 40% of Americans had a flu shot. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
histories and just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming, original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a charge of it. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man on Long Island, New York, is accused of lying in wait at his estranged wife's home before killing her with a lethal cyanide mix that seared her lungs. Prosecutors in Nassau County, New York, say 53-year-old Asif Qureshi busted into his former home after his estranged wife, Alina, left to drop the couple's kids off at school on October 17th. When she returned, they say he jumped from the shadows and suffocated her by putting a rag soaked in cyanide to her mouth, searing her lungs as she took her last breaths. The prosecutors then says Qureshi left her body out for the children to discover. The couple's 17-year-old daughter received a phone call that afternoon telling her her mother never picked up her little sister from school, sending cops to the family home. Police tied Qureshi to the scene thanks to surveillance video, and he was arrested October 23rd. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. He'll be back in court February 18th. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We are back, and Lionel Shriver's with us now. She's a columnist with The Spectator and author of a brand new book. It's called A Better Life. It's a novel, but it's based on fact in which we're experienced. Lionel, great to see you.
It's a joy to be here.
Well, thanks so much. I know you put together this book based on real life, because we have a lot of immigrants who come here. We're trying to assimilate here. A lot of them come here illegally. Can you set the stage for your book and how this all took place?
Sure. I mean, I would just say up front, this is probably one of the only immigration restrictionist novels out there available.
Right.
So if you didn't like what happened during the Biden administration and you are a fiction reader, this book is for you.
Right.
Back in 2023... then Mayor Eric Adams of New York City proposed a program whereby he would pay regular New Yorkers to put up all these migrants in their spare bedrooms. As a matter of fact, Eric Adams never manifested that program, but I did. So in my book, Family in Brooklyn takes in, to begin with, one Honduran immigrant. And I won't tell you the rest of the story. I will just suggest that it doesn't work out well.
How did you research to get to that Honduran immigrant? Number one, very common. People leave in Honduras to come here. Number two, we expect them. They came to the many cities, and the governor of Texas made sure of that. So did the governor of Arizona. The governor of Florida, rather. So can you play out a little bit how you wanted to steep this in reality in this fiction book?
Yes, this book takes place in a very specific time period between 2023 and 2024, when New York City was being inundated with literally hundreds of thousands of migrants, and at the same time had made this absurd promise that the city was committed to the right to shelter, which meant that if you didn't have a place to live, then the city was obliged to give you one.
And what happened?
I don't understand why anyone pays rent in New York.
Right. Oh, by the way, either does the current mayor, but it's too high, but eventually he likes to get to that. And so we convert a bunch of old hotels, and we put people in, and we give them free food, and well, we try to make sure that they're happy, but instead they toss out the food, there's fights in the hallways, it costs us millions upon millions of dollars, and they want to blame Texas. It seems like yesterday, Lionel.
Yeah, well, that's because it pretty much was yesterday. And we seem to have moved on with the Trump administration, obviously. Trump has successfully sealed the border.
We never thought that was possible.
Which we were told was impossible. And yet it's worth bearing in mind what it was like before he came to power and what it could go back to.
Yes.
if the Republicans lose the White House. You know, I have some problems with Trump personally, but I give him enormous credit on the immigration front. And one of the things that makes me fearful about the return of the Democrats to the White House is what they will do in relation to the border.
Right. Unless they actually learned their lesson and so they lost an election because of it. And you don't have to be irresponsible and idiotic in order to be a Democrat president. But who knows? Because there was a president that wanted to enforce the border, and it was named Bill Clinton. We talked about it. And maybe he wasn't as efficient as maybe others, but at least he talked about it. And Schumer was, of course, you got to have borders in a country. And Hillary Clinton at one point, but they all flipped it. I don't know what happened, but suddenly he realizes she basically wanted a borderless country. And now we have a party that said when you brought up the borders broken and people are coming through, you had a president and Mayorkas and HHS secretary who told us we had a problem, that there was no problem, or that there was cyclical migration. You heard all those explanations.
Yes, cyclical migration, which Kamala Harris invited. I think that the left right now has been very successful in spinning these clearly controversial shootings in Minneapolis into a perceived consensus around immigration, that the American people do not believe in enforcing their own immigration law. They do not believe in deporting anybody. And if you don't believe in deporting anybody, you don't really have a border. You do not have immigration law if you don't enforce it. And, you know, I think that we have allowed the progressive left to get control of the so-called narrative, right? That's the story that you're reading in the likes of the New York Times every day. And that's even been exported internationally. There have been protests against ICE in Milan, of all places. And it's none of their business.
It's insane. And it's the same people, to a degree, that were upset about climate change for a while, about George Floyd for another time. This is like the radicals that were talking about, you know, the end of the world with climate change. And now they picked a new issue. I guess illegal immigrants and ICE are the new enemy. People don't realize ICE are Americans. They're law enforcement. I thought Democrats would learn their lesson. When they said to fund the police, they lost almost every race there was. And James Carville, among others, says it's one of the dumbest phrases he ever heard in political history. But they're going down that path now with ICE out or defund ICE, which is pretty much the theme on Capitol Hill today, as ICE officials Todd Lyons and Rodney Scott are forced to defend themselves in front of Congress.
Well, I think that the left is successfully promoting the idea of ICE being a Gestapo, right? So that you can take certain images out of context and it looks like, oh, we live in a police state. You can't walk down the street without, you know, being asked for your papers. And but if you work out the logic of you know, defund ICE, you know, cancel ICE, the logic is open borders. That is the position. That is the real position. And it interests me that the the progressive left never takes responsibility for the implications of their positions. That is, they never completely embrace and advocate, let's have open borders. We don't believe in deporting anybody, even criminals.
There are no aliens.
There are no aliens. There is no such thing as a person who's illegal, which is nonsense. Of course, your presence can be illegal. But they'll never say so outright. I don't know of any politician, any Democrat who in office who is saying, yes, we take responsibility for this position. We believe anyone in the world should be able to come to the United States, cross our borders against our laws, violate their visa restrictions and overstay, and that's a huge proportion of illegal immigration. We don't believe it is our right to keep anyone out of the United States. And by the way, that is a perspective which is widely shared internationally. I've lived in Europe for most of my adult life, and I can testify everyone out there believes that immigration to the United States is a human right, that any other country can have borders, and if you violate their immigration laws, you'll end up in jail or kicked out of the country. That's fine. But the United States, being a nation of immigrants, doesn't have the right to keep anyone out.
Which is absolutely insane. And for those people out there who think, well, I have a big heart. Well, do you have a big heart when your school classrooms for your grandchildren or children go from 20 to 35? Do you have a big heart when those additional needs go to people, kids who, instead of your kid, go to some kid who does not speak English, so they're going to take up most of the time of the classroom with your taxpayer dollars? What about health care? What does it do to your health care system in the state? Does that show a big heart when they're overrun or your family doesn't have access because of illegal immigrants who aren't paying into the system, just using the system? They have to play this out. And for those who think that Democrats will get the Hispanic vote because of this, look what has gradually happened through every election. It has not produced that. That was my hope, that they'd sober up and go, our plan is not working. Well, but it's not.
Well, people who are already legal residents of the United States have no motivation to have open borders. They have the same investment in how their taxes are spent as everyone else. So, yes, the Democrats have been wrong on this point. Some of the strongest support for Trump was right in the border regions of Texas, for example, because these people were living with the consequences of an unenforced border. Their own properties were overrun with often criminals, drug runners, or just people who frankly couldn't find a bathroom. It's unpleasant.
It is. Lionel Shriver's with us now. By the way, forget about the fentanyl and the gotaways. There are people that come across and say, I would declare asylum, I'm running for my life, and there's others that don't want to be caught. Those are the ones we got to catch up to, especially about 2 million. I think between 9 and 11 came during Biden. We have scooped up 630,000 in the first year under Trump and 1.9 million self-deported on incentives, knowing that they couldn't stay. Lionel Shriver, our guest, she's got a brand new book out. It's a novel, but based on her experiences and her columns, it's called A Better Life. I do want to talk to you, too, about what's going to happen in New York City. Because with this mayor, he basically is getting in place, basically rehearsing what they're doing in Minneapolis he wants to do here. At some point, Tom Homan, I hope, is going to surge resources here. Because we have a huge illegal immigration issue here.
Massive.
Massive. So they are mobilizing and rehearsing now against it. How do you see this playing out?
It could be similar to what happened in Minneapolis because, you know, there is a large progressive contingent in New York, let's face it. And this is their latest cause. My next door neighbors in Brooklyn, I have a little place in Brooklyn, you know, ice out of New York in the window. This is going to be a popular position, and it's going to be very attractive to people who, you know, want to show off what good people they are. Right? This is the new righteousness.
Right. the good people don't take anyone in. It doesn't really affect them. You know, they can. Those are the same ones who thought it would be a great idea to put a 34-year-old inexperienced guy with one job before who speaks good, great on TikTok, with no managerial experience. Those are the ones that put him in office. Those rich, successful people, or that inherited their wealth in New York City. What would it take for people to sober up and understand your big heart is getting us in big trouble?
Well, you need to look at the statistics. I mean, my larger position is that we need to be more discriminating in the best sense about who we let into the country, who we give permanent residence and ability to work, who we let become citizens. We're in a position to be choosy. I don't think we should be running our immigration policy as a charity. We should be operating out of self-interest. Let people in who are educated, who speak English or are likely to learn English quickly, who are going to bring skills to our country, who are going to be net contributors. But if you look at the people that we're letting in sloppily, without discrimination,
right.
For the most part, it's anybody who managed to break the law and get away with it, and their families. 70% of our immigration has been family reunification. That's not in the interests of our country.
It isn't. They come here illegally and then send for the rest. How about, you know, the president famously said, though, they are coming from blank hole countries. And he said, we're going to ban all immigration from these nations. It's a severe answer, but it's on the right track. And lastly, you had a column about the wealth tax. Big story about how many people are leaving California. So they decide on midnight on the 20, midnight, I believe, on January, on December 31st, they're going to put a wealth tax. And it's causing most of the most successful people in California to just exit that state. This is something that the British have done in the past, and it's been an epic disaster. Could you talk about why this is important for people to understand, even if you're not a millionaire billionaire?
It's been a disaster wherever it's been tried. At a certain point, even people who are wealthy and you know, okay, that's a lot of money. I want it. Why don't we have it for health care? That's because, first of all, they earned it. And second of all, they have been paying taxes. That's how our governments are actually surviving.
Top 10% pay 70%
overwhelmingly
of all the taxes.
On the backs of the affluent. But most of all, especially on a state level, these people are mobile. And they're not idiots. That's why they're rich. That means they're not going to just sit still and wait for you to confiscate all their assets. So they leave. And this is... if you're familiar with the Laffer curve, there's a certain point beyond which you raise taxation and you lose money. And this is exactly the kind of initiative that loses money. And furthermore, you know, the one that they want to bring in California, it hasn't passed yet, is it's supposedly only on billionaires. But as soon as you start taxing people's post-tax assets, there's no limit to how low a level of income they can start stealing from you.
And now what they try to do is track you. So for some reason, if you move out, they're going to track you down if you have a billionaire site and find out where you are and try to tax you, even if you're in Arizona or another state.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely they're trying to turn all Democratic states into roach motels, you know. You can go in, but you can't go out.
Right. So just so you know, this is going to further have California lose people. Between 2015 and 2025, they've lost 630,000 people. They lose 173 a day. This is the first time in history this has happened since they came into the union.
I know. California is supposed to be our paradise. And everyone's leaving paradise.
And they're going to nominate the guy that gave us this dumpster fire of a series of policies in Gavin Newsom. At least he's the front runner. Hey, go out and pick up Lionel Shriver's book. She's done a fantastic job. She also writes for The Spectator. It's called A Better Life. It's a novel, but it's based on everything we lived through. Lionel, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Back in a moment.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and always a step ahead. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh. I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage-powered nasal irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Budgeting can often be nerve-wracking, but it doesn't have to be with Help on the Way through budgeting apps. There are many to choose from depending on your lifestyle, and the good thing is not all will cost you. There are several things to consider when you're looking for a good budgeting app, like flexibility to customize your budget based on various factors like income and account syncing. You may prefer to track transactions manually, or maybe you want real-time tracking. User experience. Are you okay with ads or credit cards? Offers or categories that can't be personalized. And cost. Some budget apps are free, while others you might have to pay for extra features. Some budgeting apps include Rocket Money, which is free, but you'll have to pay each month for premium features. And Mint, which is an all-in-one app allowing you to connect your bank accounts, watch your income, and track your spending. Or the Simplify app. However, it will cost you, but there's a 30-day free trial. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Fox on 10.
Parents can now set a short time for short videos. There are changes at YouTube aimed at giving parents a better handle over what their kids watch, and that includes setting time limits for things like YouTube Shorts, the short-running and auto-scrolling videos that compete with TikToks.
Well, we talked to parents, and we heard, you know, three things. Parents want more control, they want high-quality content, and they want the sign-up process to be easier. And so that's what we really did.
Dr. Garth Graham is head of YouTube's Global Health. YouTube only grants accounts to the regular service to people 13 years old or older. Under 13 gets a YouTube Kids account. The changes now coming will make it simpler for parents to set up a supervised teen account in which they can better program restrictions on what their teens can watch. As for YouTube Shorts, parents can limit the time to zero to stop all the scrolling. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
You said in Phoenix at the Border Security Expo that you wanted to see a deportation process that was like, quote, Amazon Prime, but with human beings. Mr. Lyons, how many times has Amazon Prime shot a mom three times in the face?
None, sir, but you're also...
It's the square root of zero, that's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but if we're going to go down that route of my comment, I did say that comment. However, that comment was taken out. If you go back and watch the video, I did say that we need to be more efficient when it comes to removing individuals from the United States. But I did say at the end of it, but we deal with human beings, so we can't be like them.
And speaking
that's
of human,
the key part that you're leading out.
Well, speaking of human beings, how many times has Amazon Prime shot a nurse 10 times in the back?
None.
How many times has Amazon Prime dragged a woman out of a car by her hair and then dragged her down the street?
None.
That's a give and take that we're looking at right now. So Eric Swalwell, Todd Lyons, going back and forth. Dan Goldman now speaking now, trying desperately not to get primaried by someone to his extreme left. So he's going to have an agenda. So I think Todd Lyons is going to be front and center. I think it's going to be more his policies and less Kristi Noem's policies. And Tom Homan is going to be announcing a pullout of Minneapolis by another probably 400, 500 officers. Gradually, because they're getting the people that they need and they're actually getting cooperation, even if the politicians won't admit it. We'll see if this is going to happen across the country. See you tomorrow on Fox and Friends. Also, don't forget the YouTube page. We'll have all the highlights from this show and everything that we've done throughout the day. YouTube.com/@TheBrianKilmeade Show and see you Saturday night on Fox Nation in Fort Myers, Florida.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Federal building on 5th is going to be
frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Data centers are attracting a lot of attention across the country.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much electricity as a small city. Utilities often spread new power plant and grid costs across all customers. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. Consumer advocates warn the short-term squeeze still pushes up bills. Keith Peters, Washington.
Pushing back against the trend toward transgender surgeries for minors, a jury in New York recently awarded a young woman $2 million over a transgender procedure as a minor. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's the first time a so-called detransitioner has won a case before a jury.
She was 16 years old, and she had a double mastectomy, having been pressured by medical authorities. The New York Times ran a big story headline, "Woman wins a lawsuit over gender surgery as a minor." And then one day later, here's another headline, quote, "Doctors group endorses restrictions on gender-related surgery for minors." That would be the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Dr. Moeller points out that the next day a statement came from the American Medical Association saying that the best standard of care for minors is to delay these treatments.
The pro-LGBTQ movement is trying to say there's nothing big here, but this is a way. We're seeing social ridiculousness now being called to account.
Dr. Albert Mohler hopes the accountability continues. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says Iran and the United States will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program this week. Oman will host the talks in Geneva. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Crew 12 successfully docked with the ISS earlier Saturday, and as correspondent Julie Walker reports, four new astronauts arrived at the ISS to replace NASA's evacuated crew.
The International Space Station is back to full strength with the arrival of four new astronauts.
SpaceX on the big loop, Dragon contact and soft capture complete.
SpaceX delivered the U.S., French, and Russian astronauts to the orbiting lab on Saturday. A day after launching them, they are replacing a crew that bailed early last month because of health concerns. It was NASA's first medical evacuation in 65 years of human spaceflight. The orbiting lab is now back to seven residents, allowing spacewalks to proceed and research to pick back up. They're expected to remain on board for 8 to 9 months. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. It's a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Police activity was reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson last night as a warrant was served at a home. Four people detained in connection to the investigation. The Sheriff's Department says the scene was connected to the case. No arrests were made as a result. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm so glad you're there, Brian Kilmeade Show, on this beautiful day. I say beautiful because we're in the 30s. And I remember it was 50. And I know we got four seasons, and I shouldn't act surprised every year. But it was 50. I remember taking the dogs for a walk, and I was freezing. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a brutal winter. And now I look at 30s as almost midsummer because we have never been so cold. Minnesota and all these people, they're used to it. Nebraska, I'm not used to it. So I'm talking about 3 and 2 degrees for 2 weeks. So we're in the 30s. So it's gotten a lot better now. Also, this hour is going to be hot in a good way. Dennis Ross, William Davidson, Distinguished Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, author of Statecraft. Nobody knows more about the Middle East, the dynamics there than him. Are we going to war in Iran? And Mark Thiessen, everything domestic and foreign is okay with him. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
You can pull from the driver's license databases in many of these places. You've got facial, or those photos are accessible to law enforcement as well for specific purposes.
Yep.
But I don't know where they are with that yet, but that's obviously an investigative approach they could take.
They were searching through the night. They might have found the gloves. Could they find the abductor, the person who perpetrated whatever crime there was for Nancy Guthrie? We'll have the latest.
Number two.
But I think President Trump is prepared to let diplomacy play out for a little bit here to see if there's a possible negotiated outcome. We'll give diplomacy a chance, it seems, but I'm not that optimistic that Iran is actually going to play ball here.
Neither am I. That was Nathan Sales with me on Fox and Friends. He is a former Trump official from the State Department. Moving into position, don't look at the words of Trump. Look at his actions. As a second carrier group steams towards the Gulf, Iran is the target, as they've been targeting the U.S. and the president for years. Why I think it's the only decision he could make is to take them out.
Number one.
And the one bill that was left on the table is the Department of Homeland Security covers all the agencies that keep the American people safe. And the Democrats don't want to fund it because it's political for them.
Speaker Johnson, I can't believe we're saying this, but another limited shutdown. Yes, as the Dems decide, not funding ICE makes political sense. Well, I hope it all can be avoided today. Mark Thiessen, former speechwriter, Washington Post columnist. He is a fellow at the AEI, and he's a Fox News contributor. You also see him at the Big Weekend Show a lot. Mark, welcome back. Your thoughts, number one, about a possible DHS shutdown? I mean, and so because of that, they will stop the CODEL going to the Munich Security Conference. Maybe the Senate holds people here. All over an appropriations bill that was already agreed upon. Why can't Democrats take the win? They've already got a lot of concessions.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And it's also really dumb strategy. So what they did was, what was their leverage over Donald Trump? Their leverage was that they were going to shut down the government and then that would shave, you know, a couple of points off of GDP growth or the economy, which would hurt him in the midterm elections. And so if they had shut down the entire government, that would be a problem for Donald Trump. But then they let all the other appropriations bills go through except for DHS funding, which means that leverage is gone because and also they're not even taking ICE hostage, which is their problem, because ICE funding has been funded through 2029 as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. So what are they taking hostage? They're taking hostage FEMA in the midst of all these storms that we've been having. They're taking hostage TSA, the security screening for in our airports. They're taking the hostage funding for the Coast Guard. I mean, what leverage do they have? I don't understand it. It's actually, you know, the first shutdown I thought was pretty stupid, but Trump believes that it hurt him because it cut some GDP growth. But now they're not going to affect GDP. They're just going to affect services that people care about and not affect the service that they're trying to stop.
But you know what they're saying. We have to show our base we can fight. We'll push back against Trump and the Gestapo, better known as ICE, from destroying and capturing children and ripping women from their cars by their hair. So to do that and for Schumer to hold his job, he has to get things like judicial warrants to go after illegal immigrant criminals. Are you crazy? Get rid of the masks and put names on uniforms? Why? So you could just allow the would-be Antifa-ites to go out to their homes and houses? This is the same party that made you wear a mask or else you were anti-American?
Yeah, this is what the Democrats don't seem to understand is that they think that because people got upset about the shootings in Minnesota that therefore they are now backing them on the whole panoply of issues related to ICE and deportation. And that's not true. If you look at the polling, 6 in 10 Americans on almost every poll still believe we should deport illegal migrants, and 9 in 10 want to deport everyone with a criminal record. So what they didn't like was the execution. They thought that all the polls show that people thought Trump was being too tough. So he's now taken steps to scale back some of the people would consider excesses. He's put body cams on ICE agents and Customs and Border Patrol agents. So he's addressing the operational issues that people have. But the Democrats are, you know, the Americans still back him and gave him a mandate to do what he's trying to do. They just didn't like the way he was doing it. But if he fixes the operational issues, Americans' supermajorities are with him on deporting every criminal alien in this country who's been charged with or convicted of a crime.
I want to pivot. Listen, it's very frustrating. It makes us look terrible on the world stage because they did get the appropriations bills done. Democrats were citing how good the process went. They evidently, you know, I didn't look at the details of what each committee emerged with, but evidently Democrats go, yeah, I thought they were very fair. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's going to be an underreported great story until the shooting of the second shooting in Minneapolis. And by the way, speaking of that, Tom Homan talking now. Last week, he pulled out 700 ICE and Border Patrol officials. I think he's pulling another hundreds more out and talking about how many arrests they've made and clarifying their policy. And, you know, and I think Tom Homan's been a godsend for here and hopefully in future situations when it comes to the crackdown and what I should be doing. He's much more suited for this, don't you think?
Oh, Tom Homan is great. And Tom Homan is, you know, what he's doing is he's going out and focusing on starting with the criminal elements. And so people, look, if you look at the poll, in New York Times poll in January of last year as Trump was taking office, New York Times, so this is not like some MAGA poll or Republican pollster, 9 in 10 Americans want to deport everyone with a criminal record. Almost 7 in 10 want to deport everyone who came in during Biden's 4 years in office. And a 56% majority want to deport everyone who's here illegally. The exception is the DACA kids who came here illegally when they were young, right? And that's Trump's mandate. And so what Tom Homan has done is, okay, let's start with the consensus issue. Let's focus on the people with criminal records, which 9 in 10 Americans. How do the Democrats get on the wrong side of a 90-10 issue? You know, it's insane. And Tom is right to focus on those people first. Let's get all the criminal elements. And by the way, why do you think the murder rate has gone down in the country? Maybe it's because we've deported, hundreds of thousands of gang members who were killing people in the cities. It's Tom is an outstanding, both an outstanding operational head of this operation, and he's also the right face for the operation.
Overall, murders are down in this country 19%. Robbers are down 20%. Aggravated assaults 10%. 40 large American cities found homicides down 21%. So even more. Also a major shift in these cities, in a 30% decrease in Chicago in homicides, in Baltimore, Memphis down 25%, in Orlando 50%. So this is a great story that people, this is a quality of life story. But I'm going to go back to what you said. Yes, your stats are right. And anecdotally, I think they're right too, just by people I talk to. But in a way, Republicans have given back this issue. And Democrats are overplaying their hand now. But by going out, not communicating, I believe, and possibly not understanding the mandate, I think they've ham-handed a few situations in Minneapolis and Chicago where I think they could have back. I know the mayors and governors made everything horrendous, but Tom Homan wouldn't have let it get this bad is what I think.
Yes. 100%. I think the mistake was not having Tom Homan in charge of this whole operation from the beginning, both public facing and otherwise. But look, you can fix execution if Americans are back you on the underlying issue. The Americans back Trump on the objective. They didn't like the way he was doing it because no one wants to see an American killed. even if it's not the, even if it ends up being
anybody,
that it
yeah.
wasn't the officer's fault, it's just a tragic situation, and people don't like it. And so they, but you know, as Trump fixes those issues and gets back to doing the what 9 in 10 Americans want him to do, then he's going to regain public support.
Mark Thiessen, our guest. Mark, tap into your foreign policy language. The president's got a big decision to make on Iran. He's got a, I guess, another in another week they're going to meet again on their nuclear program, and we know that Netanyahu is here talking specifically about joining the peace council that he put together, border peace, but he's also, I'm sure, talking tactics and strategy when it comes to hitting Iran, should it come to that. Ari Fleischer on the risks, cut 18.
This is exactly why the decisions presidents make are consequential and difficult. If this turns out to be, if we use our military, just like when we did against Soleimani, the previous Iranian military leader, or the snatching of Maduro, or the use of V2s to take out their nuclear facilities, this can be very successful for the president and for peace in the region. If, on the other hand, American pilots get shot down, we don't accomplish the mission, the Ayatollah stays in place, we're bombing for weeks, then it's exactly what President Trump warned he would not do. So it comes down to success. Can we carry out the mission militarily successfully, or will it become another quagmire for America? Very difficult call for the president.
Pick it up from there, Mark.
Yeah, so I think Ari is wrong that this is not what Donald Trump promised to do. Donald Trump has never been an isolationist. Donald Trump has never said that he military force. He said when he campaigned in 2016, what was his critique? We never win. We're always losing. Our leaders are idiots. It's not that we shouldn't lead on the world stage. It's not that we shouldn't use military force. It's that we have to do it well. So he has to do it well. And the look, MAGA voters back him to the hilt on this. The 61% in a morning consult poll support a military strike on Iran of MAGA voters. And the problem is that the president of the United States went out and said to the Iranian regime, if you kill thousands of people, I'm coming after you. He said to the Iranian people, rise up and take your institutions. Help is on the way. If he doesn't deliver on that, then it absolutely destroys all the credibility that he has rebuilt by taking down the Iranian nuclear program, by hitting the Houthis, by hitting the Nigerian terrorists, by taking down Maduro. It decimates his credibility on the world stage, and it's exactly what Barack Obama did in Syria. When he said he drew a red line and said, if you use chemical weapons on your people, we'll take military action. And instead, he didn't take military action and negotiated a chemical weapons disarmament deal with them. And they violated it. And that's what would happen here. If he negotiates a nuclear deal, as soon as the armada is gone and Trump has left office, they'll cheat. And not only that, he'll have to lift sanctions as part of the deal, which means he would financially reward the Iranian regime for killing thousands of people, carrying out some of the worst massacres we've seen in the 21st century, and give them a lifeline to rebuild and reconstitute their regime when they're at their weakest point since 1979. So a nuclear deal is a terrible idea, and I think Trump really doesn't have a choice but to follow through on his actions.
I agree. And we have a pretty good source that says they've seen the battle, the attack plan, and it's somebody who I know is very hard to please, was very impressed. So yeah.
And the one thing Ari's right about is that this may be different than all the other operations, because we may take some casualties and some civilians may be killed and they may hit some of our bases. And so the president has to prepare the American people for this, and he needs to do something which he's not used to. He doesn't do very much, but he does it well when he does it. He needs to deliver, when he decides to do this, he needs to deliver an address to the American people explaining why he's doing it, what the stakes are, and asking them for their support backing the U.S. military in this action, mm-hmm. and preparing them for the possibility that some American lives may be lost and some Israeli lives may be lost, because he needs to explain why this is worth doing, why it's essential.
And Mark, I hope that he calls on you to help write that speech when it happens. And lastly, the J.D. Vance was on the ground yesterday. J.D. Vance was on the ground yesterday in Azerbaijan, and he was asked about that, and he says it's up to the Iranian people to decide on their government. We just want to make sure they don't have nuclear weapons. Is that on message?
That is not on message. It's not simply that the Iranian regime can't have nuclear weapons. The president said that they can't massacre their people, and also they can't have ballistic weapons. They can't support terrorism. It's a comprehensive transformation of what the Iranian regime is going to do. And look, here's the thing also where I disagree with Ari. If, let's say, he launches this attack and the regime isn't toppled. Well, the regime in Venezuela isn't toppled, but we own them because we killed their top leader. We killed some of their top leaders, but we took their top leader, and we told the remnants, do what we tell you or we'll kill you too. Trump can do the same thing in Iran.
I hear you.
So it's the definition of success. It does not have to be the regime falls within days.
Mark Thiessen. I mean, this has been an enemy since 1979. I mean, I remember being in 11th grade reading about Iran, you know, and this has been the problem.
More Americans than any terrorist regime on earth.
And they're trying to kill more. John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Brian Hook, and Trump. So how much more evidence do you need? Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Back in a moment.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know, is Brian Kilmeade.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time, and industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. One of New York City's most notorious serial killers has confessed to another murder. Police in New Jersey announcing Richard Cottingham, known as the Torso Killer, admitting to killing Alice Eberhard in 1965. The 18-year-old nursing student was stabbed and bludgeoned to death at her family's home in Fairlawn, New Jersey. The case went cold for decades, but was reopened in 2021 and through countless interviews over several years, extracted a full confession from Cottingham, including details that were never publicly known. Cottingham, now 79 years old, killed women and girls in the New York City area and got the nickname of the Torso Killer because he was known for dismembering his victims. Cottingham has claimed responsibility for up to 100 homicides going back to the 60s, though authorities in New York and New Jersey have officially linked him to about a dozen. He's been convicted in 5 cases and has been in custody since 1980 and is serving 3 life sentences. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm
Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with host Johnny Knoxville, who I joined on set in Vancouver for Fox's reboot series, Fear Factor, House of Fear. I want to start with you hosting this show because it's so perfect.
It does work because, you know, my previous day job.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came into this, I thought maybe I'm going to be agitating the contestants more to rile them up, but I found myself trying to support them more.
The Face Your Fears reboot has 14 contestants competing for $200,000 and living in one house.
A lot of people are carrying things over that happened in the house into the challenges.
What do you tell the contestants? How do you coach them in terms of overcoming their fears? How do you help them?
It's like when I started coaching my son's baseball team when they're little. They didn't even know how to throw. And at that point, I did not know how to tell them how to throw because it's just something I did. It wasn't great advice. I'm like, just do it.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
Alice had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In success that has been made addressing public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude. A significant drawdown has already been underway this week and will continue through the next week.
Tom Homan did a fantastic job. 700 ICE agents and Border Patrol have been taken out of the city of Minneapolis, and now he says, I'm going to be bringing the operation to a conclusion. And he also cited the cooperation with local officials, and personally, I've got a good source that says he's flabbergasted how different their message is behind closed doors as opposed to in front of the camera, even though Governor Waltz has gotten a lot better. So in Minneapolis, Tom Homan, fantastic job. But what he did is, while everybody was watching, while all the networks are taking it, he cited some of the people that they've arrested and horrific people that they've done, and that they're not capturing children and whipping people out of the car by their hair. If you are trying to run over an officer and you won't get out of the car, they will rip you out of the car. Anybody would. Any officer would. They would do it to me tomorrow. So people are citing those incidents and some irresponsible New Jersey congresswoman who's indicted for her behavior, but is saying that there's blood on your hands. All this horrible descriptions of what ICE agents do. All I can tell you is you have somebody here in our audience who really respects what you do. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the chance of war in the Middle East with people who know the moving parts, Dennis Ross.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Corral. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Jefferson, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade Show, moving through a very busy week. As I mentioned, we're talking about what's happened in Minneapolis. We know the president's had success removing illegal immigrants, cracking down on crime in New Orleans, over in Memphis, Chicago to a degree, Minneapolis, I would say yes, but especially in Washington, D.C. But it works when people cooperate. And when Tom Homan came in, they cooperated. And he announced that he's going to be pulling out yesterday. It didn't stop Democrats from high-fiving and thinking that they won, like Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Fry, as well as Governor Waltz, which, ironic, is behind the scenes. They actually worked and allowed their cops to provide backup and secure perimeters so ICE could be more effective. 700 came out last week, and the de-escalation continued to it's eventually going to wind down entirely. Griff Jenkins joins us now, getting set for Fox and Friends weekend. Tom Homan waited about 15 minutes to say the headline, and that is that he's pulling the rest of his guys out. But before that, he went through the successes that they had, Griff.
Look, it was yet again another masterclass press conference, and I would submit to you, Brian, that the actual headline, as someone who has covered this for more than a decade, is that he said he didn't have a single sheriff in Minnesota since he's been there. He hadn't found a single sheriff that didn't want to cooperate in having the local authorities identify violent criminal illegal aliens in local jails to transfer them over to ICE so that they wouldn't be released on the streets and be a danger to the community at large. And what's so successful about what Tom Homan did is he came in, he refocused the focus on the worst of the worst, if you will, but really put the focus on getting the local authorities to cooperate. And what's fascinating, you mentioned the Democrats like Klobuchar and others that are trying to take a victory lap. Here's the bigger picture. You have here in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to push to ban 287G agreements. And that's a technical thing between the federal government and local authorities. But yet it's been around for decades, and it does just what Tom Homan has done, which is to identify these illegal criminal aliens who shouldn't be here from being released onto the streets. She wants to actually get rid of it in New York. In Maryland, they passed legislation. We expect Governor Wes Moore, liberal Democrat, to sign that will do just that as well. And so while the media wants to report that Democrats won in the case of Minnesota, Tom Homan has laid out the common sense position that got President Trump reelected in 2024 on a mandate yep. to get rid of illegal aliens, that particularly the criminals that put the nation at greater risk.
So Tom Homan was on with Laura Ingraham last night after his press conference, and I'm sure he wants to get out of Minneapolis. It's freezing. It's a terrible place. Who would ever move to Minnesota? Who looked at those people on the streets in sub-zero weather and thought, I'm so proud of them? But if you are proud of them, I'm sure there's plenty of room. Tom Homan talked about the ridiculous moves the Democrats have, not saluting them for getting the criminals out of their midst, and not saying a word when the borders were broken and people flooded in. Cut five.
Where were they the last 4 years when open borders were, you know, half a million kids died from opioid overdoses, a record number of sex trafficking women and children, over 500,000 children smuggled in the country, lost track of 300,000 of them? I said today, just here in this state, we found over 3,300 of them that they weren't even looking for that President Trump found.
But you see, Governor Waltz came out yesterday and said they want to be reimbursed for the damage that ICE has done. Really?
Yeah, well, that's...
Wait for that check.
That's ironic because most of the damage was done by agitators who were spurred on by Democrats like Walls and Fry. But, you know, it's such a great point that Tom Homan makes because where were Democrat outrage? Where was that Democrat outrage when you had the hundreds of thousands of children being dumped on the border? I posted a picture to social media in 2023, Brian, of a child that was 2 years old, terrified, crying, me and Texas DPS watched him being dumped across the river, rushed to try and assist him. And you know what DPS does with Border Patrol? They took the child in care, but the child had nothing other than an address in Louisiana and a phone number. And that was a snapshot that I posted on social media that went viral, but yet no Democrat was outraged. There was no AOC crying over a two-year-old child being dumped across the border at the hands of ruthless cartel leaders. And now this is the other part of the promise that Trump made to the country that we would find those children, some 600,000 total that were either, put into this system and they lost track of them, or they simply have no idea what happened.
Yesterday, the president had a press conference, and by his side was EPA Commissioner Administrator Lee Zeldin. Why was it important? Why is it arguably as important as anything he's done? Because it's reversing, hitting the brakes on so much environmental regulation that put into place in 2009 by none other than Barack Obama, because they couched it as a global emergency to change the way we view and use oil, gas, and coal, or any fossil fuel. The EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin will be hitting the road explaining what they're doing, but essentially saving everybody about $2,600. Cars are going to be cheaper. I'm talking about all the American-made cars. I'm talking about that stop and start mechanism that you have when you had your car, because it says save gas. Even though to start it up and put your foot on the gas, it actually give you more emissions. The climate emergency is a clown show. There's nothing about it that was substantiated by science, and they yet you'd be ridiculed if you brought that up. Here's the President of the United States ending the Obama era auto regulations. Cut eight.
I'm pleased to be joined today by EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, who you all know, and to announce the single largest deregulatory action in American history. That's a big statement in American history. And I think we can add the words by far. Under the process just completed by the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers.
So it sounds ho-hum and boring, but Griff, it is not.
No. Big deal. Big deal. And by the way, can I just say, I hate that damn auto restart thing. I have a 2006 Toyota 4Runner, and I'm never getting rid of it because it doesn't have that feature. Whenever I travel on the road, which is often, and I get a rental car, literally if I don't have that automatic button to turn it off, I'm not taking that car. I want to be able to turn that damn thing off. But let me just say, you know, Lee Zeldin, this is a huge deal. And it's not just domestically. I reached out yesterday. I was communicating with Zeldin's team, and I wanted to get Lee Zeldin on with Rachel, Charlie, and I this weekend. But you know what? He's not available because he's going to the Munich Security Conference. You're going to hear from Lee Zeldin, who's going to go over to Europe, where
the
green thing started before Obama got on board.
Unwinding it.
And he is going to lecture to them. I submit to you, we may see what J.D. Vance did at the Munich Conference last year and put Europeans on their heels over free speech and censorship.
They're going to cry.
Lee Zeldin is going to bring the hammer right to the Munich conference, and it's going to be specifically on this.
Not to be jealous, not to get you jealous, but he is joining me on One Nation Sunday night.
I'm jealous.
Right. Joining us now is Rachel Campos Duffy, because I called her in because I'm tired of talking to you.
I know.
Rachel, thank you. It was desperate. I was texting you. Please come wherever you are.
Well, I really appreciate you
getting ready for the weekend. 6 to 10, Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. By the way, did you notice? So what he was really, let me decipher this, translate this for people who aren't in TV. What this means, what you just heard before between Brian and Griff, is that Brian scooped us. And either Lee Zeldin likes Brian more.
Probably.
Or Brian called first.
Right.
It looks like that. Thank you for calling that out.
Good for you. That's a great get. And your show's awesome. And we love having you talk about it on our show.
We just want to take your guess.
I know. Absolutely. They usually beat us to the punch. But a couple of things. Barack Obama, when he heard this, the whole re-energizing America move by the President of the United States, he said the Trump administration repealed the endangerment finding, the ruling that served on the basis for limits on tailpipe emissions and power plant rules. Without it, we will be less healthy, less safe, and be less able to fight climate change. Also, the fossil fuel industry can make everyone more money. And first, I want to get your response to this, and then I'll tell you what Al Gore said.
Did he say that that we're going to be underwater soon because of this? This is what they all told us, right? That if we didn't do this and nothing happened, we had their rules. But I mean, come on, give me a break. This is ridiculous. What this is an affordability move. I mean, look at how much cheaper, thousands of dollars cheaper for a car. What he's actually mad about, because he knows the climate stuff is a big hoax, and you can't solve it unless you solve China and India, right? I mean, why should we have to bear the brunt of it? economically.
You think Russia's worried about the environment?
They're not worried about that. And so this is an affordability issue, and Trump has been taking, President Trump has been taking on affordability in ways that actually make a difference. I mean, how you buy your first car makes a difference.
Yeah, and you know, to your point about
how
cars,
much it costs.
You know, as they told us back then, well, guess who was leading that was Al Gore with his Earth in the Balance. And I actually bought the audio tape because we were using it at the time on radio. And you had, you know, one of his signature lines in the book was, it must be possible to eliminate the combustion engine. Guess what? That didn't happen. And if we did that, it would wreck the economy.
Totally.
And
if Gavin Newsom got his way by 2035, they wouldn't be allowed to be sold in California. There's no way they're going to follow through on that. All these green policies in Europe, they're blowing it up. They got rid of all fossil fuels were tried and nuclear at the same time. And now there's panic as utility bills skyrocket.
But you know what they did accomplish with all this climate tyranny? They do have a population in Europe who's just very compliant. I mean, they may blow up, they may adjust the rules because it doesn't work in the end, but it is, they just have a different mentality than we do. And if you talk to Europeans who are really open-minded mm-hmm. and can really look at how they are just as a culture and mindset versus us, mm-hmm. they're just a much more compliant population, and these rules that come from the EU and from the WEF that they all just kind of took hook, line, and sinker. It isn't just about the rules. It's about this mentality that you can have these elites in, you know, in the capitals of Europe telling you what to do, even if you're, you know, you know better.
I mean, J.D. Vance was not welcomed after he eviscerated them last year.
On free speech.
And this year, Secretary of State Marco Rubio goes over. The focus will be on Greenland, Russia. I'm not sure. But Al Gore came out and said this. Last summer, the U.S. experienced a dozen once-in-a-lifetime, 1,000-year floods in the span of just 3 days. In Texas, one of those flooding events killed at least 135 people and 37 children. The Trump administration's rollback of the endangerment finding is not only a direct assault on science, knowledge, and public health, it's an insult to the people across the country who are already coping with the disastrous consequences of climate-driven and extreme weather events. Now, though those events happen, yes, man's role in this, Al Gore seems to have settled science. I don't think any other clear-thinking, non-agenda-driven scientist does.
I think if you look at this, Brian and Griff, if you look at this really macro-wise, right, they're talking to us about climate. But what they're really talking about at the biggest level, at the highest level, is about how do you control America, right? They are threatened by the fact, in Europe, they are threatened by our economic power. They are threatened by how President Trump came in and instantly leveraged our economic power to do something better for us, mm-hmm. whether it's on tariffs, on trade, and these rules that he's doing. They have not been able to compete with us, Europe, and they've tried to harness us, stop us with these mm-hmm. kinds of international rules. Trump's saying, I'm not taking it.
Right. We'll take a short time out, and we come back a little bit more with Griff and Rachel, who have a big show, 6 to 10, Saturday and Sunday, Fox and Friends weekend. Don't move.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and always a step ahead. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We just find it incredulous that we have Planned Parenthood here, and women are 51% of the population, and the majority of the questions, all of these questions, have really been about other issues. And this happens over and over and over and over again. You wonder why we have such a horrific war on women in this country, and that these guys are getting away with it, because you don't seem to care. So I just offer that. With love.
So Gavin Newsom's having a press conference all about Planned Parenthood. So abortion. They want to talk about how great abortion is.
With love.
And right, with love.
With love. Because don't you just think abortion and love? Happy Jeff Valentine's Day.
Sorry.
Jenkins,
yeah.
I mean, it's so gross.
But yet, do you see his face?
Yeah.
I was struck. You know how he always looks very composed?
Yeah.
He did not look composed. He looked like, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? Plus, the questions were like, basically, is your husband running for president? You know what it's like. Trump deals with that every day.
Yeah.
He has a world leader next to him, and they're like, what's with the Epstein files?
Yeah.
You know, so he's flipping out. I mean, Griff, that's so embarrassing.
It is, and it's time and time again, you know, we keep hearing that Gavin Newsom is the most polished of the crowd, maybe Pritzker, but more so Gavin. He's handsome, and he's got good hair and all this stuff. But it is in those moments that are quite telling, and he wasn't ready for that.
Right. So Gavin Newsom, I guess he's going to be running for president. Every week they have a different feature. Pete Buttigieg, hey, Rachel, I want to get this to you. I think it was Axios or Punchbowl, whatever. They did a whole thing on Buttigieg. And you know what his weakness is?
Mm.
His weakness is who was a bad mayor with no significant accomplishments, and the Department of Transportation, he couldn't even spend money. They gave him billions. He was so lazy and slow, he couldn't even award it anywhere else. And this is what Sean Duffy, who you've met, So this guy is getting ready for president. The problem is he didn't do a good job in the preliminary game.
I mean, he was, like, not even there. I mean, literally not even there. Half the building was, or more than half the building, was working from home, you know, still. And, you know, I think the greatest liability that Pete Buttigieg has going into a potential run is Sean Duffy. And I say that, you know, I know I'm biased, but it is bipartisan acknowledgement that the Department of Transportation has never done more than under Sean. And the fact that he was there, it wasn't like, yeah, the plane crash was a wake-up call to Sean on day one. Okay, what happened here? It took about 2 weeks to figure out that our air traffic control system was antiquated. But Pete Buttigieg had tons of near misses and never did anything. Instead, he said, I'm going to direct billions of dollars that could have gone towards a new air traffic control system. He directed it towards DEI projects. And one of the things that Sean has had to do is in order to get things done, and you know, whether it's a road or a train or whatever it is that they're building, is pull all this DEI requirement out of it, because, like, literally there are companies that want to build that dam or want to build that, not the dam, but build that road or build that whatever, and they can't meet all of the regulations for DEI, you know, as a construction company. It just didn't get done.
See, what Newsom and Pete Buttigieg have in common is they want to be president, but they don't understand they have to build up their resume and deserve it.
Right.
So it's like, people, I want to get to Fox News. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm a local station. I don't really work that hard. I take a lot of days off, and I try to punch out early. You're not going to get to Fox News that way. Are you? Is it going to be okay if you do a crappy job as secretary and governor? Can you still be president?
Not just a crappy job.
Is it
job.
To be president or be nominated?
What do you mean? The goal was
Kamala was crappy and she was nominated.
Right. She was a terrible vice president.
Sorry,
too.
Griff.
No, I just wanted to lean into what you were talking about, which is, you know, what Sean has done is deal with what we found out when I was reporting on the crash. The ATC had equipment that was 50 plus years old. And so Sean's like, how in the world did the last guy here or the other five guys that were there over 50 years not do anything about it? Mm-hmm. And yet it is that record.
Anything you want to promo before you go?
Yeah, we're going to White Castle on a Valentine's Day.
That
you
sounds
watch
romantic.
That on Fox and Friends.
Thank you.
That's my romantic date with my co-host.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.